This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And today, we have special guest, a good friend of ours, Noah and Abigail. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Woo!
Good to see you two. Hadn't seen Stagecoach. Yeah. Still recovering from that, by the way. Still recovering from that.
Yeah, we took a full day of pho and movies off.
Yeah, we did that too.
You started going to the next show, and I was like, I don't know how he can do that.
I did. I went out to Cincinnati. That was brutal. But yeah, by the way, thanks for coming out, you guys. That was a fun weekend. Such a fun weekend. So glad you guys could make it.
I'm so glad that you're killing it like you were.
Thanks, man. It was a good time. But yeah, we just want to bring you on, catch up with life. Because, I mean, actually, you got your first time on Behind the Rose, isn't it? First time.
It is.
You've been on contract. We don't get the contract people.
We honestly
can't shut his fucking mouth.
We didn't do too many podcasts. I think we did one after the show. We just kind of done our own thing. Now, yeah, we're not in contract anyways. But, yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the podcast rounds, like, as fun as it is, like, it's cool to be interviewed. And I love answering questions and meeting people. But honestly, I've never dated in public, but I feel like it would bring so much pressure to your relationship because they pick at every little thing, like the way you answer a question, the way you look at each other. Like, that would be so hard, I feel like.
Yeah, I think it was nice not doing the podcast just because we really enjoyed like the few months after filming of just kind of doing our own thing, not really having the eye on us. And I think by not doing too many podcasts, I think we were able to still have that kind of privacy, which was nice. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing podcasts, but I think it actually worked out really well for us.
I think our mentality was, let's make sure we like each other in real life. make sure we get along in real life. And then we can, like, you know, let, you know, be in public more and stuff like that. But let's figure it out.
Which is such a basic strategy, but nobody does it. Like, not enough people do it, you know? It seems like such a basic idea. Yeah. Yeah. It seems like, let's see if this works without the cameras, which it seems like it has been. How long have you guys been dating now? When do you count your anniversary? Yeah.
Okay. So we have been dating.
Sorry to put you on the hot seat.
But actually, being a man,
you better answer this right. Like, she's staring darts through you.
We've been
right
dating
now
officially for 10 months. And wow. I know that because I asked her, after the show, we met up after in real life in Oregon on the 15th. Because the 15th is my birthday.
Birthday, November 15th. Look at you.
I'll never forget. I could have done it on the 14th, could have done it on the 16th, but the 15th was that's endgame thinking right there.
That's brilliant. Brilliant long term play by Noah.
So 10 months play. Officially after the show.
That's awesome.
I don't even know what
10 months
was
awesome.
During the show. I don't know that,
I know,
that
like,
kind of complex
that?
Math. I just know.
But it was like
show.
2 weeks on the show, but it feels longer. So, like, how do you do the math
and
translate?
Yeah, exactly. It's been 3 years because the show is feels like 2 years.
It's 84.
You just have to type it in because he's been.
But that's awesome.
It's been fun. It's hard to even like think about everything that's gone down since then because we've done so much. We've been so busy. But yeah.
So you've lived in a couple of places, right? Like, where, like, Noah, how many places? Because, I mean, Abigail, you weren't living with them in Oklahoma, were you?
No. So I was in New York and I was living there. That's right. And then I went to Paradise and then just a lot of visiting him just because it was really easy to be in hiding in Oklahoma. So it felt like I was living
just
there.
Just me and the cow, baby.
That's so true. That's so true.
And then we came out to California in January because he was doing his travel nursing contract. So we started on Huntington, but we just got our own place in El Segundo right now.
Oh wow,
Oklahoma!
It's you too.
Now,
yeah, and now out there, you've been out there actually 4 months, roughly, in California, Southern Cal.
Yeah, I started a nursing contract out here in January.
So, how do those nursing contracts work? Is 4 months usually about how? Can you pick how long?
You can.
I feel like it's long.
There's a lot of freedom.
You got a lot ambitious for how.
All right. Truth be told, so it's only 3 months, like a 13-week contract. I like to do shorter ones and work a lot and then, take time off, say goodbye to the world during that month. This one I did 20 weeks. And truth be told, I genuinely thought I signed up for 13. After the documents are signed and I'm talking to him, I'm like, wait a dang minute now. I've never done one this long, but I don't know. I wanted to be kind of in a, like get some sort of routine, especially being here. So it was,
but you're
it's been good.
And it's a good,
yeah. So contract ends, whatever next week,
end of the month.
I'm probably gonna take. It's been tough post show working the kind of hours I'm working in, trying to travel and live a normal life. So hopefully, take a long break. And
good, you deserve things. It.
Yeah. It's been very fulfilling. I'm not saying I'm quitting nursing, but I need a break.
I don't blame you.
So got to
good
skills, got to help people, got to make some money, got to do what I like to do. And now let's see what else, is going on.
Now we'll see if you guys really like each other because you're spending a lot of time together.
Now I can't hide for 14 hours.
Now you can't run away to the hospital.
Picking up as many shifts as I can.
We'll be right back.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So are you guys probably going to stay in Southern Cal? Do you have an idea of kind of what you're thinking? Dun, dun, dun.
the plan is at least end of the year. We got a sweet spot here. Month to month. We love it. The plan is at least end of the year. Also, there's nothing to do in the winter in Oklahoma. And I've got some friends that are out here. My twin actually might be moving out here. So that could extend it, but at least, sights on end of the year.
In
Oklahoma. Traveling.
I would say, that's a big difference from, and like you said, you only have 3 months till winter in Oklahoma probably, right? September?
Right.
Yeah,
it's
September,
October. It's 80, then it's also 30 the next day. Sometimes same day.
That's telling us.
What's going on right now in Denver.
Yeah.
It is snowing right
wrecked.
Now.
Yeah, it's snowing.
Yeah, we're getting
ridiculous.
Dumped on with rain. It's not cold enough yet.
Oh, really? Yeah. So, Abigail, when did you like Oklahoma, Abigail? Did you like Oklahoma?
Did you like Oklahoma?
I never expected to see myself, spending as much time as I did in Oklahoma, but I really liked it. He has a really good friend group. He has a lot of family out there, so we're always doing stuff every day. It was nice to going from the super busy city in New York and then having the slow pace of Oklahoma. So I really enjoyed it.
I
went to college in Nebraska. I always say, And I lived out there for 2 years. The best people in the Midwest, like Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas. Like, I love those people. Like you said, a good group of friends. I had the same thing out in Nebraska. Like, just good groups of people. So that's cool. I mean, that works out. Because if you hated it, is that a deal breaker? No, is that a deal breaker?
I mean, almost my whole family's there. And Oklahoma's a place to, like, settle down. Like, the people are great. Mm-hmm. We're wanting to get more into real estate. I like to renovate houses. That's another, like, Midwest. That's a big thing. Mm-hmm. So there's, that wouldn't have been a deal breaker, but I've been like, okay,
we're going to have to figure this out.
Settling down in California. I'd rather come out to California and visit for a time, you know, and enjoy it and then go back to chilling.
Yeah. Southern Cal is fun, but I agree. I don't think I could live out there. I did not think I could live out there. Everything's so expensive. It's brutal.
And yeah. There are some days I like to just do nothing. Like in Oklahoma, I can just be like, hey, what are you guys doing? Nothing. You want to golf? Sure. But if not, chilling. You want to go red?
Yeah, if not.
Sure. Whatever. But, and I've got nieces and nephews now. And I don't know. Just,
that's awesome. Oh, down. That's cool.
Yeah, Uncle No-No. It's good. It's
good. Uncle No No. I'm calling you that now.
Uncle No No. They called me that in Paradise. I think Natasha called me that, some of the girls.
Uncle No No. I like that. I'm gonna use that.
So when are you gonna contribute? When are you guys gonna contribute to the kids in the family then?
When are we?
Yeah.
I think there's things that have to happen.
Forget Uncle No No.
Show on.
Pop a nerve.
We're dropping big news on the
announcement. First podcast. I'm pregnant.
Uncle No No's expecting.
Hopefully, I don't have kids for some time.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are both still really.
We can't even get a dog right now because we travel. So
I know.
Much.
I've been begging him to let us get a dog, but
it's hard, especially. You don't have like family and stuff around really. And, you know, something like my mom will watch the dog or thank God for Elise. Yeah. Like she'll watch my dog when I travel. So it's really hard if you don't have any like really close relatives.
I'm in a strange, you can ask the locals, all the dogs in El Segundo have been going up missing, all the neighbors' dogs. And at some point they're going to find out we've been stealing them. Somebody's going to catch on.
That's your new side hustle.
But no kids. We're living it up right now, having fun, enjoying each other.
We're traveling a lot this summer too. So.
You should be, especially now that you're done. Do you think you might get a little restless, Noah, now that you're not working 14 hours a day? Are you going to be do you like to just hang out?
I will say right after Paradise and going to the hospital right away, I had a few months off and I was like, what do I do? Like I'm reading.
Yeah.
I'm not working out. I haven't worked out in a year, so I should do that. But I'm like getting lazy. I'm like, I got to do something, you know? So that's why hopefully more projects, another couple houses to work on, things like that. It's not that I get restless. I like to chill, but I need something that's
I know.
Going to events. Out here, surfing, snowboarding, there's activities that I always do, but it's definitely a switch from, you know, going into trauma ICU to
We're like the blood is like pumping and, you know, the heart rate's up and then you for 14 hours straight. Like, that'd be really hard to come off that. So, Abigail, do you got anything, you know, kind of coming, any side projects you're allowed to talk about or anything?
Projects. Do we have any projects?
You.
Do you, Abigail?
This is to you.
To me.
Okay.
I'm just really kind of, you know, right now just trying to make, you know, hearing loss and kind of raising awareness kind of the main thing on my platform right now. So still trying to figure out ways to do that. We just played in a golf tournament last weekend. So we were super involved in kind of being a part of that and raising money and so forth.
She's downplaying it. We played for JTC, which is what her and her
I think I remember seeing that. I remember seeing
to, help them when they were like they went to Stanford to help learn.
Yeah, it's kind of a first stage. Like when you get cochlear implants, they really kind of give you all the resources and whatnot to kind of be able to take those steps. So just been helping out with that. There's a few things that I'm working on that I'm really excited about, but it's still very, very early stages. So I don't want to fix it and then put it out there and then I have to reel it back in. But no, I'm really excited. I definitely have some exciting things coming up for sure.
Good, good, good. Wow. So are you guys, can you spill where you're like traveling to this summer? Are you doing any really cool trips or anything?
You can name them off real quick.
So we're leaving tomorrow morning for Belize.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow, that's a big trip.
He told me three days ago that we were going to Belize.
I'm calling off a couple shifts to go for sure.
Wow. And then, I would say so.
This was your last shift this morning then.
That's what everyone's saying. I'm supposed to go next week, but everyone's like, there's no way you're coming back. You're not going to go from Belize to coming back to a county hospital. There's no shot. I'll be back. So we'll see. Belize. Yeah. And then how many days after? We have like 3 days off, and then Cabo. Then I'm flying directly from Cabo. She's going to go back home. I'm flying from Cabo to link up actually with Blake Moynes and Zach.
That's right.
We're doing it's actually really cool. We're going with people that actually know what they're doing, some marine biologists, people that have been in Shark Week, and it's like a research trip. A lot of drones, some underwater equipment, tagging sharks.
All I heard was he was going to be
so cool.
Super gnarly stuff. Yeah, super cool.
So cool. That's told me about that, and I was so jealous.
We see the sawtooth or the saw shark that we're looking for in that region, and they get to pass legislature to help the endangered.
Wow.
You know,
that's so cool.
So that.
Yeah.
Week off, then we're going to
Canada.
Maple,
some stuff.
Yeah,
and then Oklahoma, and then you're going to Iceland.
And like,
holy hell. You aren't kidding.
This is all in a month.
Yeah, so never mind. I retract what I said. You will not be bored. You will not be bored.
I was like,
you should just chill at home for a little bit. And you just look like five trips in 1 week. I was like, okay, bye.
One backpack, five countries. Let's do it.
That's good, though. What are you doing in Iceland? Is that just a...
It's a bros trip.
I've heard it's beautiful. I've heard it's incredible.
We're getting the plan. So the only thing we've set out right now is we bought tickets.
That's all you really need at the end of the day, honestly.
The plan is to get a camper van and two dirt bikes and do the loop, that loop around the island. There's a highway you can drive around.
Just loop the whole island. Yeah. Wow.
And then we might stay at a couple places, but the plan is just camp. Waterfalls.
We are so opposite when it comes to planning trips. I'm like, I need to know where we're going. I need a schedule, all that. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to Iceland. We'll figure out when we get there. I'm like,
it's going to be sick.
Need a hotel. That's how
I'm like Noah. Like, yeah. When I went to Italy, we landed and didn't have a place to stay in Italy. Like we found a place while we were there. Yeah, that's how I am too. I'm just like very go with the flow. But I love people who plan because it helps me, honestly.
Yeah, we definitely balance each other out.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think you could have two people that were like, we'll figure out when we get there, or two people that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how Blake and I's relationship works too when we travel. I'm the planner. Yeah. He's just, yeah, whatever.
It's like, you tell me where to be, what time, and I'll be there. I'll put on a show, you know? That's how I work. Well, good. I'm glad. Well, damn. Yeah. It sounds like you guys are going to stay busy for sure.
You're doing all of that in 1 month, you said?
I think the travel stops July 10th.
So pretty much. Yeah. So about five weeks. Wow. Yeah. I can't wait to follow along on that shark expedition. Blake was telling me about that. I'm so jealous.
I need to buy
a
new phone so I can stop filming using a Game Boy Color. It's supposed to be the worst quality ever. Like that.
That is like such a bucket list thing I want to do is like cage diving with sharks.
Well, we're not going to be cage diving.
No, it sounds like you're actually like going to be free diving with sharks. Like, yeah.
That is, yeah. I mean, I'm checking off things from the bucket list that I didn't even intend to. Yeah, I'm super stoked.
I told Blake, I'm like, if there's anything ever like that again, like I want to be a part of it.
This is the start. I'm telling you right now. I also know some other people that do things like this, that this is the start. So we'll get you in on it.
Yeah, let me know. I'm so down. That'd be so much fun. So for sure. And then I wanted to talk a little bit, Abigail, because this is going to air probably in like 2 or 3 weeks. But I know you and Elise have been chatting about what their plans are for me.
I don't think I told you.
I can already
tell Noah.
I can already see how Blake's going to make a beautiful Abby.
It's going to be so amazing.
Blake is going to be a beautiful Abigail.
We're going to dress up as like a Bachelor Nation couple. So Blake, you're going as me, right?
Yeah, I'm going as you.
Just like to raise awareness.
For what?
Raise awareness for what?
For you guys. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
I was like, dressing up as me doesn't raise awareness for anything.
For RuPaul's drag show.
Yeah. No, we're going to raise some money.
Yeah.
It's you. And do her makeup and everything. And they're doing our prom picture the night that we broke up. So I told them, you need to get mascara running on Blake.
Yeah, I'm going to have mascara running down. I'll be like, no, it dumped me.
She's got to do the slick back.
You got to do the side. Oh, no.
Yeah, the side. You had like the side pony, I think. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Elise is gonna do my makeup, make me full blown.
Thing that I've kind of noticed. You like it?
I don't know. I did it the other night, and she did my makeup, and it was just hilarious. It was so much fun, and then people loved it so much. We were like, let's like maybe like do some Bachelor Nation people. So it'll be fun.
We'll be right back.
Anything you guys want to like, plug about anything upcoming for you guys other than all this travel? Anything?
Is there anywhere that people can go and support your cause, Abigail?
Yeah. Actually, I think it'll still be up. I'm doing a fundraiser on my Instagram for the John Tracy Center. So for however much you donate, I'm going to be matching it. I think it will still be open when this is released. So if anyone feels compelled to donate, that would be awesome.
Okay. Awesome. Definitely.
Well, I don't right now, but now that taking a break from nursing, I will be a lot more active. I'm still debating doing a YouTube channel. I think it'd be a lot of fun, but nothing.
Tell you what, if you do it right, YouTube can be amazing, but it's hard.
Yeah, that's why I don't have time for anything right now.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not. But yeah, if you can do it right, I mean, YouTube can be amazing. So, and there's some, you can get some awesome things like fundraisers and things like that. You can get some really cool things on YouTube. So
yeah, we've got a lot of
that'd be cool. Another
potential moving parts, but we're pretty much, we've been planning everything for, okay, once Noah's done with his contract, and I've been just dragging her along, like, oh, we might live here, we might stay here, we might do this,
Every week our plans are changing. That's why we're like, we think we'll be out here till the end of the year, but I feel like next week it could be different.
Yeah, I'm ready to be, done with this and, next stage, being able to figure out what exactly we want to do. We still like each other.
I mean, as long as that is
that's pretty good.
Abigail's a trooper. She's just like, listen, Noah, I'll follow along wherever you want to go. Like, you're a trooper.
We can make it through that, sure.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, listen, if she can make it through Oklahoma, I'm just kidding. I like Oklahoma. But I'm glad you guys still like each other. So that's good.
That's good. Just give Noah a fire pit and a cigar, and he's good all
there.
Night.
Oh, yeah. I need you to please. I really am. Yeah.
That is true. That is true. Man.
I miss those late night karaoke sessions.
Oh, boy. They missed out, is what I'm saying.
They did.
Where's Boogie?
Yeah, I was asleep. Boogie went to the hospital for 4 days because he was recovering from stagecoach.
From what?
He had like the flu. Like from smoking cigars around the fire, Noah.
No, don't blame me. It's because he's in the fire.
Us inhaling Del Taco at 4 a.m.
He just inhaled dust and slept with the fire literally blowing on him for
I don't think you were around or you heard this story, but
no,
he had like a 9-foot high flame.
An inferno.
Yes.
And he's just there.
I didn't know this.
Like being baked.
It's amazing. It's so great. Yeah, he was supposed to come out to Denver this week and he called. He's like, guys, I'm not gonna make it. It's like, oh shit.
It wasn't the vid. He just
the flu. Yeah. So funny. That was a good time. Next year too. You guys I'm gonna play a bigger stage next year. You guys have to come out again. So.
We'll do it.
Bigger stage,
and have fun.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. So and then where can everybody follow you? Instagram, all that fun stuff, Twitter, YouTube, whatever it is.
Noah_Herb. And I'm working on TikTok. I don't really TikTok, but it's the same thing.
TikTok's hard too.
It's a lot of work.
It is, dude. It's so much work.
You think my 1 or 2 days off, I'm going to make TikToks? No shot.
That's great. And Abigail, what about you?
Okay, on Instagram, it's Abigail_Herringer. And then TikTok, I'm working on it. It's Abigail Herringer.
Okay, there you go. Everybody go follow them.
I know you have other questions. I know you do.
I mean, I want to get in the weeds here.
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
He opened the door. Run through it.
Right here. It's too wild.
Do you think co-hosts on Bachelor Nation?
Yeah. When is your podcast coming out? When are you on ABC's payroll?
My goal from the beginning of everything was stay off the radar. And I think
no, you guys have done a good job. Yeah, I mean, because we had Olivia on the other day, and I was talking to her, and she, you know, stopped her podcast. She's like, life is so much better because everything I say isn't, you know, clickbait. I'm like, everything I say is clickbait. And it's the off season right now, and I'm like, everybody just wants to chat and make drama about everything. But I guess it could be worse. Could be worse.
Yeah, I saw you got in a little bit of drama. We've stayed out.
I don't know.
You've gotten a little bit.
I gotten a little bit, but.
And we'll see. After this year's Stagecoach, if anybody.
Dun, dun, dun.
That advice or not.
Okay, wait. Let's get into that a little bit. I saw this morning.
Yeah, did you guys solicit any advice at the house?
I actually did.
Did anybody ask you? I bet they did.
No, they did. And so far, I don't know if anybody's listened to anything I've said. I mean, my advice was pretty much, okay, you guys saw Blake, do the opposite of Blake. start with that. And then if you want to mingle in Blake's territory, just obviously you don't want to give too much ammunition to the producers coming on. But if you give ammunition, if you want to play with fire, at least be honest the whole time. Like I like to play with fire. We all know that. At least be honest. Don't get caught in a lie. Yeah. That was pretty much my only advice was don't get caught in a lie. Because you look real dumb when you're like, oh no, I don't like her. I'm not into her. And then she comes on and she's like, hey, you remember I'm really into you. You know, you're the one for me. Then a girl comes down the beach and you're like, I'm like, just don't.
That's
when it goes to the next scene, because you know editing is a powerful thing.
Yeah, somebody, a guy called me who's going down this year in Paradise, and he was asking for advice. And I was like, bro, there are cameras everywhere, hidden cameras. I'm like, just you got to always
have
be
cameras literally in the tree.
All those crabs are producers.
cameramen. I was actually talking to Ivan yesterday. I might tune in and do a little commentary on this Paradise because I know most of the guys that are going. And I think our season, nothing really happened. I feel like there were nothing crazy though.
Nothing crazy. I don't even remember it.
Nothing wild. I think there's enough characters on this one that.
I just think what's different this
weird.
Year is a lot of people are like openly calling dibs. That didn't really happen last year.
Yeah, openly calling dibs. Yeah, and like posting okay, so that's what I want to get into. Did you see this morning? That Sam, the hot tub girl, and Mikey dating? Did we see this? That's crazy. I know.
Is that official?
Oh no.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Like, I was just at the hospital, and I was not.
That's true. You were a little busy.
Mid IV.
But yeah, they're like.
I will say they were both a Stagecoach.
They were both a Stagecoach.
All I gave was my observation. You guys all called me crazy.
He was very observant. He kept being like, something's going on. I was like, no, I think they're just friends. Like, nothing's going on.
Dating or not. I do like Mike a lot.
He is a good dude.
I only talked to her a bit. She was nice. I don't know.
She's really fun. She's like one of the guys. She's like first one in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Oh,
yeah. She was like that.
Yeah, she was
first
cool.
One in the pool.
What's that?
She like tried to dunk on somebody like right away. I'm like,
Oh, it's like that. Yeah. No, I noticed things too. And I actually, it's funny. Did I take some video just in case that I can post? Be like, I saw it first. Yes, I sure fucking did.
That's how I feel one night. I was just soaking my feet. I look over. Oh, shit.
We're just soaking my feet
real quick.
It's a lot of walking, man.
I think the group that's going to Paradise this season is enough. Character. Like, you think of some of the guys when we were on Paradise. They're in their late 30s.
Yeah.
They're not going to pop off doing anything, unless Bennett would have showed up and tried to drama with me. None of them were going to do anything crazy. Like,
no, agreed.
On ours. Like, Aaron was the extent. Aaron and was the extent of
James. Crazy. Yeah, and that was it. Yeah, yeah. Like,
this
that whole
season,
yeah.
You got some of the guys from Michelle's.
And there's a lot of guys from the Katie season guys.
And, you know, they're definitely characters, so I can see it getting.
Yeah. And there's going to be some guys, and you know, the guys that they're going to bring down from Gabby and Rachel season, they're not going to be like the fan faves. Like, they're going to be the villains and stuff. I think they're going to be the dramatic ones.
I think there's going to be some villains from Michelle's season. And they're not going to be villains. Like,
oh, Michelle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Rachel's guys will be there too.
Yeah, I know, but they're going to be more timid. I think
they're going to save most. Yeah. I think they're going to save most of Gabby and Rachel's for next year, but I think, like, maybe if they need to throw down like a wrench, if you will, you know, somebody who's going to cause a little drama, I think they will. But there's a lot of guys, not as many girls this year. So it's going to be interesting.
Like, they need somebody that's going to fight another guy when Victoria Fuller walks down on the beach. Who's that going to be?
That'll be interesting. That's going to be very, because I do think she's going. So that's going to be very interesting.
Well, that's going to be Pilot Pete then at that point.
Pilot ain't going. Petey ain't going. Thank God. Yeah, I love Pete, and I don't think he should go down.
I told him in New York, hey, dude, I want you to go because I think it'd be fun, but I don't advise it.
No.
Listen, for my entertainment, do it. But for your mental health, hell
got, you
no.
know, some of the, like, Clayton season didn't blow up on Instagram, so to speak. So there's going to be a lot more people that want that extra
thing. I was just gonna say, dude, yeah,
are
some of the some
willing to do a thing.
I was gonna say the same thing because I've talked to a few ladies and they are, should I just go down and be a tornado because I want screen time? Yeah. And I'm like, whoa. Yeah. I'm like, if you want, that doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna get a bunch of followers, but you do you. Yeah, it should be interesting. It's gonna be interesting. Yeah, right? Can't wait to recap it, yeah. But yeah, I don't know if I necessarily recommend it. What do you guys think about Gabby and Rachel? How do you think this season's going to go? Do you think there's going to be a little, I don't know, tiff between the two? Do you think it's going to ruin their relationship? What do you think it's going to be like?
I mean, they seem friendly based on, I think when they each posted, they were super friendly to each other. I could see them having a very different taste in guys. Like Joe Millionaire, how they were dating the same girls, but it kind of was divided right away. It was like, okay, you know, the girls are gravitating towards these type of guys and then vice versa for the others. But I mean, we know how the producers work. Like, there's definitely going to be drama. Mm-hmm. But I still don't understand the format. Is it, like, at the rose ceremony, do they each get five guys? It hasn't really been explained how the whole thing's
going. I think there's going to be some switchovers where a guy's into one and then switches to the other. But both those girls are pretty, like, straightforward, this is what I'm looking for, you know, like.
And they're very different.
Mm-hmm. And I think they all fire on that.
Yes.
The guys. Yeah. I don't think they're going to, I mean, they might be shocked that a guy was, you know, making out with them, but then took the other one on a date. But I think that guy.
Oh, you're right. Some of these guys could look pretty bad now that I think about it. That could look really bad. And then there's going to be a girl power moment for sure, where like one maybe goes over and gathers.
Or they both send a guy home, like, you're going home at the same time.
Yeah, you're right. You're actually right. I didn't think about that. But agree with the format. Who knows? I don't know how they're going to do this.
I think they're going to be like buddy-buddy. Those two girls will be buddy-buddy the whole time.
I hope.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope.
Like it's a not. Friendship thing, that like pitting them against each other. Because that wouldn't be fun.
And even if they have moments, like, it'll be played up by producers, but I think at the end they'll still be really good friends. You know, I hope anyway. I think they will. So we'll see. Cool. Anything else? I think we
since you just restarted the show, Noah, is there another topic you want to pick up on? Or
this is your world. We're just living in
this
it.
This is your podcast.
Dude, I'm tired now. I told you I got off this morning. I took a 20-minute nap on the floor. I'm like, what do we want to talk about?
Why on the floor was having like, are you in the doghouse?
Yeah. People that are nurses that listen are going to call me an animal. I got home. I didn't want to shower. So I was like, I don't want to get the bed dirty. So I
look at you.
I got a furry rug.
You got a nice dog bed.
Abby has a dog bed for me when I get off shift.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to get anything dirty, so I'm just going to sleep right here. 20-minute nap and then say hi.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I appreciate you making time, man, because I know it's hard. And Abigail, too. Thank you guys so much for making time for it. Even though it's a little last minute, we said we're
this is actually not last minute compared to the planning before. Yeah.
Like, I say, I texted you a week ago, so technically.
Hey, you want to come on tomorrow? What?
Listen, I forgot you're a nurse. Like, most of us are influencers. Yeah. We just have nothing to do all day.
Dude, you're talking about coming out in 6 hours without sleeping? All right, sure. No, all right, guys. Say, we are glad to be on here. We're excited for our next chapter. She downplayed. She's got some big stuff coming. And
oh, we'll be looking forward to
it. Pretty cool stuff to separate her from other Bachelor-related, I guess, events. She downplayed JTC. She's like a celebrity to every girl that's has a cochlear implant. I saw it on the golf course. They're all obsessed with her. She downplayed it.
But that's great.
We're just we're happy. We're ready for some next.
Stages. You're doing your thing. Yeah. No, absolutely. No. So I mean, listen. I saw you guys at Stagecoach. Y'all are fucking adorable. It's annoying. So yeah. So
surprising for how much cute we spend time with each other.
What'd you say?
Surprising for how much time. You know, you can't spend that much time with somebody, but we still don't hate each other.
Yeah.
And we're with
25
hours.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing. Awesome. Well, love you guys. Appreciate you coming on. And we'll talk soon.
Awesome.
Love y'all. Thanks for having us on.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Behind the Rose.